So school holidays are in, just to let the audience know. School holidays are fully in effect for me, and it's chaos town. So we're doing a cheeky little remote episode.
Bad Daddy, you're a naughty boy.
These days, fatherhood is everywhere. I can't get away from it. Not that blokes haven't tried. If you're not a father, you've got a father. You're a son of a dad or a daughter of a bloke. But either way, being a dad is no picnic. The fear, the anger, the confusion, and, well, the love, of course. Oh. Derek Myers and Dan Lee, together with their special guests, are here to share the highs and lows, the joys and the agony of being a modern dad. But most of all, to let you know that you're not alone.
Dan, you might not know this because this is the FaceTime did not work for us. We had a tech nightmare, but I just mimed that whole thing for a video. So it's people are going to think cool. It was me.
I never know what's going on. I didn't even know we were recording.
Now we are. For the sake of all the fans, I set up the most magnificent technological experience in here, where I had the MacBook. Recording, I had the MacBook recording the FaceTime, and I was going to record Dan's face and my face and blend it all in and get the audio and all this, but it didn't bloody
Which
work.
Which all
did
sounds
it?
Very good.
It all sounds very good when you've got, then I had this still image of Dan and me shouting down, well, blink twice if you can hear me.
You should have, since it didn't work, you could have said anything. You could have said we had we were on a beach in bloody Venezuela. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah, the tech worked. Right. Yeah. So Dan's on one end of it. He's got a bean can and I've got a spaghetti can, and there's a string going from here to Elwood.
Yeah.
School holidays, they're killing
Elwood
me.
Elwood to the dead zone.
Yeah, they're killing me. Your kids don't go to school.
So the upshot is Well, they go to kinder. Well, one does. Yeah. So the upshot is we're not going to be able to do a show this week. That's what we're here to tell people.
This is a show.
We just can't.
Do you mean we're not going to
record? Yeah, but it's
going to
be 10 minutes.
Yeah. You say that now.
Well, this is an excuse session.
Can we add other things?
Well, I think we might not be able to put up a conversation for a couple of weeks because we've got school holidays and too much going on.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say on this thing.
Yeah, but if we're having an excuse session, can we add other stuff? Can we pile it on? You got any other things that need excusing while we're at it?
God. Right, let me get my notepad.
Number one, we normally record a 5 or 6 days before we release. And we had because of the school holidays, we've now got used up our buffer. If you like, and last week we released Uncle Jack Charles episode, which is great. And school holidays started, so I've got the kids all the time, and it's all chaos. Yeah. And I've had 10 days of solid hay fever, so much so that I've gone. Well, it's you go in and out of going. Maybe this is a cold, and then it goes out again because I've never had a cold that's just had these exact symptoms the same exactly for 10 solid days, 11 now. But there you go. We'll whinge about our health like proper old people. When we do a grandfather's podcast in the future, we can just talk about our hips and our nipples.
Yeah, exactly. it's a bit of me. We need a couple of weeks to deal with the school holidays and also get our next round of guests organised a bit too,
Yeah, we've got a great burst. So, we've got a great burst of guests coming for the rest of this season, and which we haven't discussed yet, but we've probably got a few weeks left after that, maybe 4 or 5 eps left this year.
Yeah. And I just thought we better to just tell them that we won't be up for a week or two than pretend that we're all got it organised when we haven't, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm sure podcast listeners just go, I wonder what happened, but why wonder? Why not just log in and go, whoa, cool, I wonder who they've got today. Oh, 2 snotty old farts complaining.
I mean, I'm afraid I don't have my usual – sort of wit and excitement either because of my head cold.
No, no. Well, I'll, I can make up for that with my wonderful hay fever patter.
Yes, everyone loves that.
I'm going to find a. I'm going to find some kind of plug-in for my audio that can take away nasal voice.
Yeah, yeah. I can't shout at the children.
Well, how can you possibly be a father if you can't shout at your children?
That's right, because my voice is gone. It just keeps breaking like that whenever I try to shout at them.
Oh, that's – oh, dear. So, Hey, listen, kids have just come back from 4 days at a seaside. Now, I've touched on this lightly, but things for you to get ready for when your kids actually start going to school – things that – good things right. and traumatic things. Nits for a start. Get ready for that shit, right?
We've already had lots of nits.
No one likes talking about nits, but I tell you what, you know the difference between people with kids and people without, because people without kids, nits, it may as well be a fucking bubonic plague, right? But no one else really cares. Yeah.
We keep getting worms, but, you know, it's the same with worms and nits. Yeah.
I don't even understand worms, to be honest. I don't want to get too gross, but I've either never had them or I don't know how you know if you've got
really?
Them.
Really?
Do they wriggle around in your bum?
You know, because you. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's very unpleasant.
Then I'm going to say I've never had them. But
you've probably got them. You've probably got them. If you've never had a worming treatment.
Yeah.
Then you've got them because everyone gets them.
No, we get the story.
Fiona,
you know, when the kids were little and everything, Fiona came home one day after being at a barbecue with one of her old friends who's got kids that are 1 or 2 years older. And she goes,
"Yeah,
oh, you know what Joe was saying?" I said, "What?" She says, "You know, she just worms the kids." And to me, before she unleashed that sentence, I figured it was something that you did with dogs. Like that, you wormed your dogs and that was it. But she came and she goes, "You know, Joe worms her kids." I'm going, "What do you mean?" And I'm imagining them in a pen, getting a syringe kind of stuffed in their mouth and then slapped and they run off into the paddock kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she said, no.
They
just
drench them and cut their balls off. Yeah.
But I'm going, and she goes, "So we're going to as well." So she's going to the shops and we all got, you know, wormed, like it or not. So who knows? So so every now and again, Fiona goes, "Here, take this," and I'm going, "I don't get it. I just don't get it." So what are they? I mean,
do you know if you let your worms run rampant enough, you'll probably lose lots of weight.
Yeah, because they eat your food for you, don't you?
Yeah, but you need to be pretty infested.
Here, yeah, I've got. I'm eating.
To do it.
I'm eating for two. Derek, I think
aging
you're overeating.
For 7 billion.
I've got a pretty greedy tapeworm. Yeah. I'm scared of tapeworms. I've got a morbid fear of tapeworms.
Well, that's what you'll get if you don't have the worming treatment. Children are just terrible disease spreaders. They are the pigeons of the ground.
That's called rats.
You like that?
I do. I love it very much.
Oh, sorry. Is that what it is? I know. I thought pigeons were the rats of the air and children are the pigeons of the ground. I'm going to carry on that way.
Children of the are the rats that you can't give small green pellets to a kill.
That's right. But they come often with all manner of diseases, though.
Oh, they sure do. They sure do. We had some – I told you we had some hospital action, of course.
Did you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I was in the emergency room with one of them the other day. What happened?
Were they okay?
Yeah. Clover, what did she do?
Oh.
God, I can't even freaking remember what she did.
You don't remember?
No, get this. This is my big confessional. I don't know if I was confessing it last week or it was probably in my mental list, which is the list of things that I don't say on the show, but I wish I had.
Oh, well, that's what I thought you were doing then.
No. Well, what I did was – Clover got invited to go on a bike ride with some school friends.
Right? Yeah.
She's 9. with one of the school mums. No, not me. No, nothing, right? And I was having a busy day, but I obviously had the other kid, Tom, with me. So I'm going, fuck, bad dad. Like one of my big Billy Liar guilt chest things is the bicycle, Clover's bicycle riding. I really let it go.
Right.
You know, we send him to expensive piano lessons, but that doesn't cover all the other things that I failed to do. So I've gone, shit, and I freaked out, and I went with plenty of time on the weekend. I went to out the back and I got her bike, and I went, it's chain's all rusty and it's got gears and everything, and she hasn't really ridden a bike. She learned how to ride a bit 2 years ago, but a year and a half, 2 years, she hasn't ridden a bike at all. Okay, after
23 and can't ride a bike.
I know. So I've got a
wham.
So I've gone, oh, fuck, I can't put it on this little one with gears and the seat's too low. So I found another one that my mate had given me. It was like a bike, BYK, a really posh brand, light, very simple back pedal brakes. And I got that out and I got her to ride it, and it was ridiculous. She looked like Krusty riding that little tiny bicycle in The Simpsons. Her knees were up around her ears. I'm going, oh, shit, now I'm in trouble. Put her on Tom's bike. This is how behind I am, and which is, I don't know what you even call them anymore, 24-inch. It's that new mid-range kind of mountain bike kind of thing for kids. Put her on that, got the seat right, and she was cruising, a bit wobbly and cruising. So her and I brought it down, and I left Tom in here plugged into the Matrix playing Roblox or whatever, and took her for a huge ride down through the boathouse, around up the Yarra Boulevard, all over to like a one-day lesson. And she was pretty good. Even a bit of road, you know, this and that, Collingwood roads, across Punt Road and all that. And we had to sprint. But that was all very good. So the next day off she went, and I get this phone call from the one mum that went. She took five girls on the bike path from Preston. Jesus. And I said, where? She said, oh, Clover's, she's all right, but she's fallen off. I'm going, oh, okay. What should I do? Where are you? And they were in a queue, pretty much in queue on the bike path, but right down here. I went, Jesus, they made a long way. And then she's had a crash. I think she got carried away without that experience when they're all keeping up with the other girls, you know, they're zooming down a hill, and she kind of got the wobbles and freaked out and hit the fence.
Right.
Anyway, so they've had to sling her across a bicycle and push her to the nearest road, and then then I got my van and went and picked her up. And took her here and sat her down in the studio for a while until my work was done, and then took her to the doctor. I had a migraine too at the time. I went, oh, fuck, not today. So I took her to the doctor. And the doctor went, I had a little bit of a – the nurse went, oh, yeah, she'll be right. It's probably just sore. And then the doctor went, oh, there's really like – oh, that's – yeah, that no, that's probably broken. There's bones in there that's broken in her foot. And I've gone, oh, all right. He says, you'll take her to emergency. So I'm like, get stuffed. Bought a bag of cheese and onion chips, and off we went to the eternal emergency. Have you've done that yet, the emergency the children's or the
we've done it for croup,
classic.
But if the kids got bad, the problem with the croup is, as soon as you get there, you want them to look as sick as possible so that they get in. And we went there with Sammy, and he started to improve, and we're like, start wheezing.
Do you want to get in? Do you know why they get better in that kind of weird Murphy's Law way?
Because it's cold, or something.
Yeah, the cold air. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I know, but then they're going to triage you and put you at the back, so you have to try and
you've got to go ambo.
Yeah.
That's what I did that with Tommy. I mean, I was on the phone with the special nurse on call or whatever for quite a while, trying to get out of it. But then eventually she goes, "Nah, call the ambulance." So she goes, "I'm doing it for you. It's on its way." I went, "Oh, thank you." Yeah. And he was. By the time we were in the ambulance, he was fine.
It was it's ghastly.
But then the next time he had it, I went, fuck this, I don't know what to do now. I've picked him up and dragged him outside. God,
in the cold.
In your face. Yeah, but it was fucking summer. It was 32 degrees out there and did nothing. So, oh, great. Anyway, so Clover, turns out she didn't have a broken bone. She got x-rayed and we did all the hours. This was the Austin. All the hours and everything.
And it's hours and hours and hours.
A lot. It's a long time. Not as bad as at the Austin, but then brought her home and it was bruised. And the next day she could just walk about, put it down, and then the next day she was fine. So that was a bit of an anticlimactic story, but.
Yeah. But you sort of have to go as a parent.
Mm. Yeah, I'd say if you know what the start of a migraine feels like, just lock the kids down because they're going to do something that requires a huge amount of rigmarole while you're having double
vision.
That's
right. They're going to injure themselves. Yeah. We've got Luna started walking a couple of weeks ago now, but she's doing a lot of face planting because she's walking.
Yeah.
So she keeps getting, you know, fat lips and cuts on her face from, you know, going over.
I wonder whether we generalize a bit, but you know, you have a boy, then you have a girl. So then you're at risk of going, yes, boys are like this and girls are like this, right?
Mm.
And then you have a boy and then a girl, and the same thing, and you go, right, that's locked in then.
And they are.
I don't think it's a scientific range of experiments, but it's true. Clover was going around. We just thought she was just going to break her head one day. It's just every day, at least four times, she'd smash her head on something.
But their development seems so much quicker, girls. Like she's up and walking earlier than Sammy did, and she's doing everything earlier. But that seems pretty universal too.
Because the big question that would have been on Sammy's lips was, why would you? Why would you? Who's who am I watching walking around freely all day wishing I was like him? Nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
Dad?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, he's on the couch.
Sure. Yeah, maybe.
So when they've got a bigger sibling, everything's quicker, even being allowed to go to the pub, everything.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, that's right. They've got to get up and defend themselves pretty quick.
Exactly.
Well, hey, I'm going to have to go and lie down, I think.
You poor fella. The kids got the cold?
I'm having troubles. I don't think so.
Not yet.
They may have already had it though. I don't know. So anyway, we'll reconvene.
We'll reconvene
next week, and then put something out the following week. If not, we might not miss. We might only miss this week. You never know.
Hey, look on the bright side. Look how easy the show notes will be. Clover hurt her foot. Wasn't bad. You're going to be able to write those. Can you write those up for me?
For sure, yeah. We've got the next couple of guests ready to go too, so we're all good.
Yep. And all right. Beauties. Tremendous. All
right. Well, sorry, folks, that we didn't have a guest today, but we'll see you next week.
Yep, sounds great. See you, peeps.
See you soon. Bye.
I guess.
What are you going to do? You're
not sure what I do now.
All right. I'll speak to you later.
All right, so go and have a lie down. I'll speak to you soon.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
That awesome podcast was recorded at Castaway Studios in Collingwood. Here, we provide affordable, accessible, professional podcasting production facilities to the full range of podcasters, all the way from basic studio hire right through to full season production packages. You can get us on castawaycollingwood@gmail.com or just look up Castaway Studios on all the social medias.